Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
I am Lyric Lamora, and I am the host of Spiritual Shock. I just want to take a little time to say that in life, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, a lot of downs. Your emotions can go wild, sadness, overthinking, losing who you are. And I just want to take a minute to allow us to take our power back. And how you take your power back is by being into you. Being into you, it can be hard for a lot of people, because when you think of yourself, you're thinking of like all your flaws. And when you think of your life, you're thinking of basically everything that can go wrong and everything that has went wrong. And a lot of the times when you review how you feel about yourself, you'll bring up negative things. And you don't allow yourself to sit in your body and be in your space and be in your mind and speak for yourself. A lot of the times in life, we are so caught up in other people, and we're so caught up in what other people are doing, that we use that as a distraction because we fear ourselves. And the only way that you can have your power is to be able to know yourself, love yourself, heal yourself, free yourself, and be yourself. Without these things, you will always give your power away. Now, I'm not going to say that you can't give your power away at all, but giving your power away will be a minimum because you are invested in you. You pay attention to your thoughts, and you also can control your thoughts. You also tell your mind what to do instead of your mind telling you what to do. You also tell yourself what to do instead of other people telling you what to do. Owning your power is being respected for who you are. Even if people don't like it, they will respect it. Owning your power is you, if you haven't got it yet. And a lot of the times you're looking at your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your nieces, your nephews, your friends, your cousins. You're looking always outside of you. Even in religion, and I know a lot of people that listen to me be like, oh my God, he's always going in on religion, but it's so true. Even religion makes God something outside of yourself. So it's understandable that people are always looking outside of themselves. When we think about the higher being, our life source, our God, our energy, or whatever you want to name it, it's always something that is outside of ourselves. What I need for you to understand that that is you. And that looking outside of yourself leaves you outside of yourself. And when you are outside of yourself, how can you ever be free? Because you are relying on other people for your freedom. And when you rely on other people for your freedom, what happens? Lockdown, control, manipulation, confusion, asking why. What happens when you let go of your dreams? What happens when you let go of your dreams because of what other people have said? You live in regret. You live in wishing. You can even become bitter and mean. What happens when you love somebody else more than you love yourself? See, we're taught that loving somebody else more than we love ourselves is the greatest thing a man can do. I'm here to tell you the real truth. Loving someone more than yourself is the worst thing you can do, because you are giving what you do not have. So whenever you give what you don't have, you are not really giving anything. That's why people get caught up in bad relationships, bad marriages. That's why people catch themselves in bad predicaments. wondering why I'm attracting the same person in my life, and they're blaming the person instead of looking inside themselves. One of the hardest things for us to do as human beings is owning our true power, because we have made power fame, money, likes, cars, clothes, being accepted by your neighbors and your friends and your communities, being accepted by your family. If your family doesn't like homosexuals and you find yourself to be a homosexual, you try to hide that thing. If your family says we don't believe in changing your pronouns, you usually hide that thing. And you usually don't have a freedom until you leave that restricting home. Owning your power is knowing who you are fully and completely, flaws and all. When people pick at my flaws, I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt. I'm not saying that it won't make you upset or anything. But most of the time, you will not be moved. And most of the time, you will get over the hurt and everything quickly because you find the lessons. And lessons are blessings. When you learn what the lesson is, accept it and receive it, that is owning your power. And then that lesson that was a burden turns into a blessing, something that you can use in your life and have in your life and to give to others so that you hope that they won't make the same mistakes. But you know for a fact that it is not your job to save them. It is not your job to save anyone. The only person you really need to be saving is yourself. See, the thing about owning your power, it is very selfish. But in this selfishness, you find the truth. You find that, yes, I'm being selfish about me, but because I'm being selfish about me, there is freedom. I am free to give my love. I am free to give my truth. I am free to stand up for myself. I don't need anybody's help, but if I do get help, I am appreciative of that help because I know me. I own my power. Owning your power makes love stronger, makes joy stronger, makes you aware of how blessed you really are. And money and fame and the so-called power that the world tells you about is not owning your power because they tend to lead you away from the very thing that you need, which is healing, which is therapy, which is trauma being resolved. Owning your power is very important if you want to live a great life right where you are. You don't have to be rich and you don't have to be famous. And the reason why I say this is because I live this. I wake up in the morning thankful and grateful. And even though I am aware of my environment does not run me, I run it. My awareness is there, but my power is in me. Nobody, and I mean nobody, knows you like you. You have to deal with your mind 24/7. You have to deal with your emotions 24/7. And the one person you cannot run from is you. So I'm asking you today, why are you running? Because that's where your power lies. That's where your strength lies. I used to talk bad about myself. I did the same thing. Low self-esteem, trying to please other people. And I still got a little work to do even now today. But that's just life. There's always going to be something that you can work on. There's always something to learn, and there's always something to grow. And owning yourself allows yourself to go through the situations and go through your emotions and go through how you're feeling with no insecurities, with no blocks. That is what freedom is. that even if the world tells you have to work a 9 to 5 or you need to do this and that and this and that and this and that, okay, I might do that for a paycheck and I might do that to survive, but I want to do more than to survive. I want to thrive. And how do you thrive being broken? How do you thrive being insecure? Insecurities is not thriving. Giving your power to someone else is not thriving. Compromising your dreams because someone said you would never be able to make it is not thriving. Being unhealed and broken is not thriving. Constant pain and hurt and confusion is not thriving. Not able to be with your thoughts is not thriving. Speaking bad upon yourself is not thriving. When people are thriving, what do you see? Self-esteem, self-worth. Even if they don't even feel worthy at that time, but because they're doing something that they love or feel worthy in, you said they are thriving. Even if that rich person is still unhealed, how did they get that money? They had to have belief. They had to have faith. How did that business become a business? They had to not give up. They had to go through things, learn things, be healed, and know that no matter what I can do it, that is only your power. Thriving has joy. Thriving has faith. Thriving has passion and awareness, drive. Thriving has knowing everything good and great in life. They knew they can do it, no matter how many told them that they couldn't do it. They will. All the greats didn't bend their will in that lane that they're in. That is thriving. They love the dream and the goal more than anything. They were selfish with their passion, with their determination. They said, I can do this. I am worthy to be rich. I am worthy to have a business. I am worthy to change people's lives. The greatest saying, one of the best sayings is, every business, even if it doesn't be that way right now, every business starts by wanting to change the world or change someone's life. Now, it may become destructive as it go, but everybody is doing a business because they want to change life or change the world. Thriving is being you. You put all that determination in your dreams and goals, but what about you? You put all that into your friends and family, but what about you? You put all that into your kids, your husbands, and your wife, but what about you? You loving everybody, but what about you? You're telling everybody they need to heal, but what about you? You picking out everybody's flaws, but what about you? You lift up your family and friends when they're going through a bad relationship and telling them they can find another love, but you don't think you can find another love. You tell somebody that don't love themselves or don't think they're beautiful. You say, you are a beautiful person. You are a beautiful being. But what about you? Oh my God, you're giving away your power and you're giving what you don't even have yourself. And then you find yourself on a roller coaster ride up and down, pleasing after pleasing, stalking after stalking, hawking after hawking, jocking after jocking. What about You're giving everybody else power, and you're giving away your power that you don't even have. And then you sit there broken, lost, no faith. Then you sit there saying, what about me? Why nobody cares for me? Why is nobody there for me like I was there for them? Trust me, I know. I just spoke those words not too long ago. But you got to take your power back. And I'm sorry. It's not in the church. And it's not in your husband. It's not in your wife. It's not in your kids. It's not in your boyfriend. It's not in your girlfriend. It's not in your neighbors. It's not in your best friend. It's not in the television. It's not with the money. And it's not with the cars. And the show ain't with name brand clothes. It is you. You. And only you. And nobody can't give you your power back. You have to take it back. And nobody can't take away your power that you don't allow it to be taken away. If you let somebody ruin your day, that is you giving your power away. And trust and believe me, it's not going to be perfect in your idea of perfection, because the perfection of life is the journey. And the perfection of life is saying, I know better and I'm going to do better. And the perfection of life is, I fell down, but I'm going to get back up. The perfection of life is, I gave away my power there, and now I have the awareness that I gave away my power right there. And you know what? I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to live in my body, and I'm going to get my healing, and I'm going to be free, and I'm going to be the example. Who cares about the jealousy? Who cares about the hate? Who cares about any of that when you live in your body, when you live in your mind, when you declare what's right for your life? Use your God energy. Use your God being. Use your unlimited potential. Put in the work. Stop being scared. Stop being afraid of who you are, because you're following everybody else that's afraid of who they are too. It's people out there relationship bashing because they have bad relationships. It's the people out there that are dream killers because they decided to give up on their dreams. It is people out there that's quick to tear you down because they don't know how to lift themselves up. There's people out there that don't know how to mind their business because they have no business in their own life. It is people out there telling you the lies that they're happy and they ain't even fulfilled themselves. They are scared to look at themselves in the mirror. It's a lot of people in life that can't even say they love themselves while looking in the mirror. I talk about what they like about themselves while looking in their eyes in the mirror. It is people in relationships that you're seeing relationship goals that are in abusive relationships when they're not in front of the camera. It is people in life flashing money and throwing money around, and that was their rent money or their bill money, not free money. It is people out there that you admire that is rich and famous that has the biggest hole in their life that they want to be filled with love. And yet and still they tear you down because you have the very thing that they want. Know your power. Know your worth. I am Lyric Lamour with Spiritual Shock. I am Lyric Lamour giving what I have. I am ready for life. And life is ready for me. And even if I'm starting now slowly, it's okay. Even if I don't have the views or the likes or anything, it is okay. Because every day I find my joy. And every day you can find yours too. It's just that you need to stop looking outside of you. Because when you look outside of you, that's for a limited time only. And people will disappoint you, even me, even your mama, even your daddy, even your grand. People that you love disappoint you all the time and break your heart in little ways all the time. Stop giving your power away so much. It is time for us to live. It is time for us to heal and stop being scared of ourselves. People are like, I don't need therapy. I don't need this. I don't need that. You're scared of yourself. I need this distraction. I need that distraction. No, I don't need that. That's corny. I need drugs. I need liquor. I need this. I need that. I need that. No, what you need is yourself. I need the love of my life, a relationship, and I'll be just fine. I need a dog, a cat, and I'll be just fine. You have the dog and cat. People are in relationships. People got money. They got the house and everything that they want, and they still are afraid to face themselves. Therefore, they have let their power go. Therefore, there is a lot of unhappiness in their life. You don't need a relationship to be completed. It is not a powerful relationship when two broken people come together. A powerful relationship is two whole people coming together. A powerful relationship is letting the person be them as you can be yourself, and y'all work together. Y'all go through together, go through ups and downs together. You may not agree on everything because you're your own individual, but you understand each other. You begin to understand each other. The real people in relationships that's been in relationships 30, 40, 50 years, if you ever watch those people or watch Black Love or watch any shows, listen to what they say. I forgave. I realized it's just them. I realized, okay, I need to tell this person I love you, or I'm going to be there for you. And it's okay because I'm willing to give that to them because it's something that I have for them. And sometimes people ask for something from somebody and they don't even have it. And then you're trying to stick that relationship out because you're giving your power away, trying to make them have do something that they do not have the power to do. You can't give what you don't have. Work on you first. Trust me, I know. I've been doing this for years, working on me up and downs, and realize that this is a forever journey. The only difference is the journey is a little bit easier because I'm not afraid to face me. You can pick every flaw, okay? And some flaws I may react because I'm like, what you talking about? Okay. You can pick every flaw, but at the end of the day, my flaws are mine, and my flaws make me great, just like my greatness make me great. I am perfection. You are perfection too. It's just the ideas of perfection that's the problem, really, to be really true. But to work on that, you're gonna have to work on you. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid of therapy, because people be trying to act like they, no, it's just therapy ain't for everybody, and that it may not be for everybody, but you're still scared to try because you're scared to get down in there. Okay? Okay? And the only way you're gonna be able to get your power back for real, is to get down in the trenches and clear that up. You got to clear it up. Call me if you need some help. And if my spirit say, hey, help him out, I will. Because the first and only thing I'm going to trust before I trust anybody is my spirit. Okay? Okay? It's been there for me when nobody was there. Okay? My mom has been gone almost 4 years now, and that's the only thing I've been having to call on. So I'm becoming stronger and greater because I'm relying on the truth, my God energy, which is the God energy of all things. You want to manifest? You want to be a powerful creator? You want the best love you can ever experience in your life? And you don't even need a partner. And then imagine if you keep that going and then you manifest up that partner. Ooh wee. And I love seeing the young people that already know these truths and already trying to own themselves. If you 21, 22, and you listening, 19, 18, 17, 16, you listening, and you working on you and you doing your thing already, and you know that you meditating, praying, you ain't afraid of therapy, you ain't afraid of being open and vulnerable and all that stuff, and you don't let this world tell you that you weak for vulnerability, and vulnerability that is power, because that where your power comes from. Your power comes from vulnerability, which is love, because love is vulnerable. Love is true. Love is you. Stop pushing it away and become better, all right? Become greater. Become the God that you are. Everybody like to separate God from you, but you are God. You have free will. And free will is the gift that only gods have, and you got it. So stop playing with your life. Let's do something good and great by loving ourselves, being ourselves, okay? And I'm not talking about being yourself and being all ignorant and all that stuff. I'm talking about the real you. I'm talking to the divine you, the higher you, the grand you, the thing that can connect with your body and make your life the best thing ever, the best thing ever, right where you are. If you're tired of the way you think, tired of the way you speak about yourself, take your power back, do the work, stop being scared, all right? Again, like I said, I am the host of Spiritual Shock, Lyric Lamour, and I hope this helps somebody, and I hope somebody heard me loud and clear. I mean, I'm not at the level where I'm able to do like Tony Robbins and have have you do steps and have classes and all that stuff like that. I'm just starting what I know to start, because like I'll end most of my podcast when people are in their deathbed, they ain't talking about what they did try. They're talking about what they didn't try. So try everything that you possibly can, because I don't know about you. When I'm in my deathbed, I want to say, man, I live a good life. Everything I wanted to do, at least I tried to do it. Okay? Trying matters. Simply just trying is a satisfaction. Like, wow, at least I tried. I was thinking about, do that person like me? And yes, it may hurt. No, they not into me. They may not think I'm cute. They may think I'm ugly. They may think this or that. But it's something about, man, my feelings got hurt at first. But when you think about it, like, dang, I faced my fears. And I wasn't afraid to at least find out if that person liked me. Or, you know, at least find out. Can you work on your dreams? And your dreams and you working towards something might lead you to something else. Yeah, you may not be an NBA player, but you get to be a coach. And you still get to experience the basketball game. See, we need to change our mind frame. And, you know, like I said, I got a lot to give. So I think like I've been telling myself every day now that I'm ready and I can do this. And I know I can change life, because I've been changing my family and friends' life and helping them through relationships and everything. And I know I can do this. Okay. So, but I hope that you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, take your power back. You know what I'm saying? If you get a fear and you scared to talk about some trauma and everything, that's when you got to get past it. Trust me, I know, because I used to be like that too. I'm not going to no therapist, but I had to face it. You know what? I just faced it. Let me just call a therapist and see how it is. And then when you do it, be like, it's not so bad. And then, you know, sometimes you might be like, I don't know. And then that therapist says something, brings up something. You be like, that's where that came from. Oh, my God. And then you can put in the work. The most amazing things that we do as human beings is facing ourselves, not other people. It's facing ourselves so that we can face other people. Like I said, you can't give what you don't have. How you going to face that person if you can't even face yourself? Exactly. How you going to love somebody when you can't even love yourself? Then we wonder why so many broken relationships out here, so many relationships that seem so messed up. Why everybody cheating? Because we need to make up our own rules, and we need to face ourselves before we can face other people, okay? We need to love ourselves before we can give real love. You know, I like to say my love is good because I know that I care about me. And I just hope that you actually start caring about you. And I actually love me when I used to not love me. And I hope that for all the people that don't love themselves, I hope you go through the journey. And yes, it's going to be painful at first. You're going to cry and all that stuff. But the other side, it's so good when you can feel the other side. and even through your storm, be aware of the clouds that part and the sunlight that you get when your storm to make you realize you're on the right path. Okay? Keep going. Because trust me, you'll always have the sun break through them crowds every now and then and be like, whoa, get to see how powerful you really is. If you put in the work, you put in the time, and you keep going. Now, how you put in the work and how you can put in the time, I don't have time for that. I would love to have one-on-ones with people and everything, but try to find what works for you. And just like I said, if it's therapy ain't working and all that stuff, try some spiritual teachers. It's so much stuff out there that people are scared to try because of their religious beliefs. Or try a tarot card reading, even though it's uncomfortable and all that stuff. Because some things you're calling the devil and the demons and all that stuff, and it's nothing like that. We need to get outside. Just find your way. That's what I'm trying to say, because I can't talk to the whole world. This is something that has to be personal. But anyway, thank you for listening to The Spiritual Shock again. I'm for real out this time, okay? Thank you. I'm Lyric Lamour with The Spiritual Shock. You have a good day. And I just want to say one more time, take your power back. And that ain't about fighting the world. And it ain't about destruction of the world. It ain't the people outside. It all starts within. Trust me, I know. And I'm constantly working on mine like all the other greats in this world. Okay? As long as there's life, there's always learning and growing. Lessons and blessings. All right? Thank you. Lyric Lamour, Spiritual Shock. Bye.